I'm going to read some statistics regarding that country, and then going to introduce, and Sudhir is going to come and share this morning. So in India, literacy rate is 59%. At least, I mean, the statistics are staggering. At least 600,000 villages in which 80% of the population live. 80% of the population of India live in over 600,000 small villages, very much poverty-stricken type of villages. At least 500,000 villages that do not have a church. 80% of the population, 500,000 villages do not have a church. At least 3,000 sub-caste and tribal groups, different castes. And people that you touch and can't touch and can mix and can't mix. 1,942 recognized language groups that are without God's written word at this time. It's staggering. 83% Hindu, looks like 14% Muslim, possibly 3% Christian. Over 330 million gods are worshipped there. That would wear me out. I was going to say one's enough, but that's not quite... Not very God-honoring, is it? But 300 million! Incredible. 65,000 people die each day and go to an eternity separated from Jesus. 65,000 every day. Some obstacles to the things to pray for India and evangelism of that nation and the church. There's growing persecution from a militant Hindu. The Hindu party now are particularly growing, and Hinduism is becoming more militant, and there's growing persecution. Second thing, the caste system is still prevailing in Indian society and causes barriers and people not being able to mix. That can even affect church life. And third and finally, Christians are a minority. But we have an amazing minority of Christians in India who are taking the gospel to all the nation, have got an amazing vision. And we are delighted this morning to welcome Bishop Sudhir. Now there's going to come a bit of a film, and then Sudhir's going to come straight away and we'll welcome him. So thank you. If we put the film on, that'll be great. Thanks.
My mother started this ministry 40 years back with small beginning. Me and my brother, we both were brought up from the orphanage. God has molded our lives while we were in children's home. Jesus said, if you want to love your neighbor, you must love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus never denied anyone. Our ministry, IRE, has been walking with the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ to reach the unreached, to carry the Christ compassion to the poor. Jesus loves everybody. Bible says, faith without action is dead. Our ministry is reaching the people like a soup, soap, and salvation. If you want to reach the people, we need to reach them with the love and compassion. Friends, I need your prayers and encouragements. If you join with us, join hand to hand, we can bring difference. We can give hope to the hopeless. Dear friends, you did watch this PowerPoint presentation. What this IRE ministry has been doing among the poor and needy. Only one reason we are doing it, to show the God's love, to help the people, to break the barriers, to break the systems, which is not right for the God's kingdom. Wherever we go, whatever we do, first we will see like Jesus. When Jesus was on this earth, when he saw the multitudes, he would move with compassion. He's not only sharing, but he fed the poor. We are walking with the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are trying to do something, but not all what we do, whatever the way that God has given to us. So, like Isaiah shared in this film, soup, soap, salvation. When we go to the villages, when we find the need, with the love of Jesus Christ, we will meet the need. And then, when we go second time, the people's hearts will be open. And they will very much happy to hear whatever we say. Like that we have reached so many people. Please join with us as a friends and as a partners to do this great work. We together will establish God's kingdom in this place, in India. If you are not standing in the gap, who will stand? If it is not now, when? This is the time. God bless you. Hallelujah. First of all the glory and honor belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. He must be increased, we must be decreased. Dear friends, thank you so much for your prayers and faithful, outstanding support behind this ministry since so many years. And your great encouragement, and also your great, great, amazing love towards our ministry and family. And I would like to ask my wife, please come and just 1 minute, and come here, please. I only has one wife. God blessed us with beautiful children. We are having 3 children. Rachel is studying 3rd year medicine. She's in the medical college. That was amazing grace of God. God has reminded my daughter her desire. She wanted to be a doctor. I don't have a lot of money, but she studied very hard. She wrote an exam. She got first marks. Government called them, gave a seat. Hallelujah. And I have another son, John, is 17 and a half year, is in university, studying a BBA, Bachelor in Business Education, Administration. And I have a little son, foster boy, it's like an adopted boy, David Shepherd, is 2nd standard. And we are standing here, this is absolutely by the grace of God, and through your prayers. Thank you, dear friends. You are amazing. And I really appreciated your dear pastor and his dear family, Andrew, Annette, and Glenn. I saw the Ian and Sandy and David. Sally and David. Oh, they are good hospitality. Russ and Sandy, also he said, I have seen some of the old, senior, the previous faces. It's great encouragement. And also so many people have been to India to bless the nation. Thank you very much. We need your continual prayers. You know, friends, you have seen the PowerPoint presentation of DVD, what our ministry has been doing. You know, God is, one side is, blessing our ministry, expanding the ministry. But the enemy is not happy when we are working for God. When we are prospering, when we are developing, enemy is jealousy about it. When we are using by God, enemy always jealousy. Because Bible says, enemy strategy always comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, whatever it may be, I come to give the life and abundant life. We are always walking in the abundant life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year, I was not expected that we'd come because it's absolutely grace of God. God has tremendously opened the doors for me to come and stand before you. For the last 4 years or 5 years, I have not been to this country or anywhere else because enemy has attacked my family. And he attacked first me, and I was hospitalized. And we got victory because God gave the victory. We are walking. And again, enemy attacked my boy, little boy David. The hot water was fallen on his body, and he was hospitalized 45 days. Doctor said, it's very hard to see your son. He has no hope. I said, Jesus has the hope. Hallelujah. God has gave my boy back, and he totally healed. And again, enemy did not stop it like that. But enemy attacked my boy as well. My wife. It was great tragedy. Pain. It was so much, you know, so not comfortable. Because we are living in the Indian society. Indian society always believes a lot of, you know, witchcrafts, palm, they talk gossip. They believe the karma systems. If the people knows that something is happening in my family and my life, they would see, oh, these people are working for God. Why this had happening? Oh, this talks a lot of negative things. But we don't want to share anybody. And we want to share our friends like you. And we share to God. Hallelujah. Friend, this morning, I know our God is God of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, once in the Bible, when we go to the Job chapter 5, verse, you know, when we see from the 10 to the 26, so when we were in a bad shape, when we were in trouble, when we were in a pain, when we are in the valley experiences, you know, God has given, reminded the man, the faithful man, righteous man in the Bible, how he has faced the enemy strategy. You know, God himself has given a wonderful statement to Job that he is an upright man, he is a blameless man, he is a righteous man. Dear friends, enemy is not comfortable when God is talking, when God has seen his ministry, his territory is expanding. This morning, I would like to remind the five important things how Job had faced enemy strategy, how he has overcome that in his life. Dear friends, number one, when we see, read chapter 5, verse 10, Job always, he never looked back. My topic is, seek the face of God. Bible says, call upon me in the days of trouble, I will answer thee. Number one, when we read here, verse 5:10, he bestowed rain upon the earth. He sends water upon the countryside. Job's confidence is on God that he would say, he is number one, he is my provision. Hallelujah. God is our provision. You know, dear friends, my boy was in hospital at the time. I don't have a lot of money. But we paid monies miraculously. Some, God has sent some angels like a Santosh father. After he came back, discharged from the hospital, 3 months later, what happened? Something was grown to my boy on his body, like something where he has, it's like this much high, where he has a burning body, here and everything. And he's itching. This is something, let's say wounds, wherever he had, he was itching, he was not able to sleep. I took him to again to the hospital. He said, you need to take to the skin doctor. He has to go for the skin graft, plastic surgery. Wow, what happened? I said, I took to my boy to the hospital because he was not able to sleep. I said, Lord, what is this? One after another, this has come to my life. Why, you know, attacked me, again my boy, and he came back again. What? He said, no. So, I met the skin doctor. He said, it's another thing because your boy is already 5 years of age at the time. So, you need to find some money to deposit it. I said, how much it is? He said, 5 lakhs rupee. Means nearly 6 to 7 thousand, 7 to 8 thousand American dollars. I don't have that much money. And I prayed, God, Lord, it is not fair. We've been working faithfully since so many years, many, many years. We dedicated our lives. I don't know. At the time, myself and my wife and all our prayers, we are always know that one thing, have known one thing, that we seek the face of God. My mother taught me, if you have a problem, you do not share to anybody. You don't tell to anybody. If you tell anybody, they might discourage you. They may talk about something, sympathy. You don't need any sympathy. You need to talk to God. He is the God of answer. He is a God of sustainer. He is a God of refuge and strength. And when we are praying God, I have a very good friend. He has a grace ministries in India. His name is Reverend Rufus. He came to us to my phone. I shared, Rufus, my boy is really, last night we didn't have a sleep. I wanted to take him to the hospital. Do you have any special? He's a very well-known man. I said, Sudhir, I know. My sister was working in a big hospital, NRI hospital. No problem, I will take you come. And we all went to see the doctor. He's a specialist skin doctor. He's a super specialty hospital, a huge hospital. I was thinking, oh my goodness, in this hospital they would have asked some more money. I don't know where I could get this money. And I was praying God, and so I took the appointment, and he took my son inside. I said, I don't come. I'll sit outside because I don't want to hear about the doctors always talks, blah, 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 blah. And my wife was with my son, and that my friend went inside. And the doctor said, he removed his trouser and saw it. He said, too late. Can you sign on this paper if you go to the surgery? It's, it's cost a lot of money. I said, what is his daddy's doing? He said, he's a bishop. He's working in like a charitable works and preaching the gospel. He's a church bishop. I think that guy, he is something. He has the love of about the charitable works. And can I see his dad is there? So he called me inside. I called me inside. I went inside. I said, good morning, doctor. Oh, it's happening. Very sad. I know that you were working like this, Mother Teresa, stuff like that. Yes, yes, sir. I'm helping the leper people, orphans like this. Do you have that much money? I said, I don't have that much money. But okay. He wrote some of the tests to my boy. And we did all the scannings and everything. He did not ask any money. And he took all the tests and brought the scanning and asked me to come 2 days later. Friend, I went with my friend again and I showed the reports. And he said to me, I know, even though if I do the skin graft, it's very dangerous for your boy because he's going to school. It needs at least 4-5 months time to cure it. So I can do one thing. I can apply some medicines either with the injection. Can you bring him to the operation theater from day after tomorrow? Okay. We gave the reports. Friends, this is why I am sharing all these kinds of story. How God is good in my life. When I went to the operation theater, my boy and my wife and my boy, they took inside, they put all the cloth and put everything. And I was sitting with my boy. There are two nurses came from theater. He said, praise the Lord, sir. Bishop, praise the Lord. I said, sir, do you know we are from your nursing home? We trained in your nursing home. We studied there. Good to see you. She ran to the doctor and said, he's bishop. We studied in their college. They are very good. They are very kind. They did not take any money because all the two Dalit nurses are working with the doctor. Hallelujah. And they gave a good profile about our ministry. About me, the doctor was 50%. He just, God has worked in his heart. He took my boy inside and he did all the injections and he sent him to the intensive care and he was there and we did check. Like that, we went three 3-4 times every 15 days we took to my boy David to the hospital. And you know, every time he gave the injection, next week the you know, swelling goes down, goes down, goes down, goes down. And the final day I was worrying about how much bill he will give to me. That's another thing. I don't know, he did great job. We have paid some little for the test and it's fine. Dear friends, why I'm sharing, you know, the final day, we did it 3-4 times, that the final day I went to the hospital. Doctor, it's okay. It's fine. See, it looks good. The skin is very good and he's no more itching. He's doing great. He's going to school, playing good. And I asked him, doctor, how much would I pay for this? He said, you have to pay this much, you know, this much bill is there. But I don't ask anything else to you. Hallelujah. The money, your friend, he paid just $1,000. My friend who took me to the Grace Ministry, he paid that money on behalf of me. Just he took $1,000. And he said, do those good works. You are doing good works. I saw that. I saw your ministry on the offset. Hallelujah. Dear friends here, God always walk before our lives. Even the friends, we don't have to share to anybody. Here, Job confidence is, he bestowed rain upon the earth and water upon the countryside. God knows our problem. When you see in the Bible, you know, when Jacob, when he was at the place called Bethel, he gave the name called Bethel, means house of God. He's, because wherever we carry the presence of God, when we seek his face, even he is also has the experience of the Peniel. Peniel means, you know, the Bethel is house of God. Peniel is face of God. We need to face our problem to God, because our God has known the problems. Because he is the creator. He has known the problem in his creation. We need to go to God. And was, you know, dear friends, many things God has done, great things. Every time, that's why my faith is always been increasing. My mother always talks about, don't look to the people. Look to Jesus. He is greater than our problem. When we see the life of Job, when you see here, even in the Bible, James chapter 5, 17, 20, 3.5 years there has no rain in the place called Syria. But the prophet Elijah prayed there. God has showed up the rain. Every time we used to sing this song, send us the rain, Lord. You know, send me rain. Captivate your heart. Let your kingdom come. Establish down your throne. Lord, I want to see your rain upon our family, upon our children, upon our every day. Dear friends, we are praying to God. When we seek the face of God, God is the God of answer. Number two, when we see here, Job chapter 5 verse 17, purging. Blessed is the man who corrects. Don't despise the discipline of Almighty God. Sometimes, you know, this kind of test will help our spiritual life. These temptations, troubles, pain, situations. Sometimes, you know, when the enemy tried to give some problems, the same time we must have a positive attitude. We should not take it down all the time in the negative. You know, our God is always with us. He never leaves us, nor forsakes us. He's always there for our problems, as long as we are faithful to God. When we look to the problems will become big. That's why Bible says, Psalms 121, 1-1, verse 3-4, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He will keep you, will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber or sleep. Protection. God is the God of protection. Sometimes, you know, dear friends, Peter was talking, First Peter. This is all the proof of our faith. Being more precious than gold, the perisheth through is proved by the fire. Sometimes we need to prove ourselves. God, when the enemy is trying to test our life, when we are doing work for God, always we need to face challenges. In India, we need every time we are facing a lot of challenges. Many times, I never look back. Sometimes when we were in the ministry, enemy bring a great fear into my life. Hey, there are some, if you, other people, they had a meeting in that place. Somebody came and they canceled the meeting. I don't know why you go there, why you are doing this. They bring the fear. But we go there because we know we don't go like a, you know, we God has given a strategy. We go to the village and we will find the need and we'll meet the need. We make a good relation with the people. Then we stand and preach the gospel. We win the souls to the God's extension of kingdom. Even though wherever we go, whatever we do, we never fail. Jesus never let us down. Even though sometimes, dear friends, you know, my wife, when she has a problem in her body, she had a breast cancer. You know, at the time, it's a lot of pain. I said, Lord, this is a test. This is a test. We paid the cancer woman when we were in Peddapuram. The meeting, there is a lady came, we reminded that lady. Who we prayed for her. She came with a big cancer. His daughter came and take us to that home. I shared this story and many years back here. I went to that home. There's a Hindu priest family. They don't know about Jesus. They never experienced it. Those families working in the temple. She is the woman who early morning, 4 o'clock, she cleaned the temple. She decorated the temple with the flowers. Before the people comes and worship God, she had a big tumor in her stomach. Doctor said, take her, she will die within the 24 hours. They came to our meeting. Her daughter came, she took us. Could you please come and pray for my mother? I know that so many people are testifying here. So we went to that home. She's a Hindu priest home. They put her outside because Hindu people, they don't keep her. Because before she's going to die. They have a scare. They keep her body outside. They call all their relatives. They wanted to hear the last words. What she is going to speak before. But we went there and we prayed. And they said, all the Hindu people, they have no hair. They have something. They are like a priest. So many priests are there. They look down because the Christians are the minorities. We are the low caste. We are Dalit people. We went there. They don't respect. They don't look at my face. And as her daughter was, please, please come, come. My uncles, they don't know Jesus. Just at least pray. We went. With the team, we went. And we put her, and before we prayed for her, I said, asked, how do you know? Do you have a faith that Jesus will? How do you know that Jesus will heal you? Sir, I've been listening for the last 2 days about them. Me preaching and songs, the testimonies, that she was very near to the ground. I sent my daughter to go and ask them to pray. And she said to me, little words, I've been working 40 years of my life, this temple, that God, he never shown mercy, grace on my life. I visited all temples all over India to cure my problem. And the doctor said, nothing was happening. Finally, I came to Jesus. I have a faith. I led her into Christ. And she prayed the prayer after, repeated that prayer, sinful prayer. She prayed and we prayed her and we went back to the hotels. We bind the cancer in the name of Jesus. And everybody, all the Hindu people were looking for me. This man, why is he shouting there, here? And I bind it and went back. You know, friends, next day morning, somebody came and knocked my door in the hotel. Early morning, 4 o'clock. I said, open the door. I am not the morning person sometimes. Open the door. The priest stood in front of me and the wife, they both came. I said, why you came here? She said, my mother wanted to see you. Why now? I said, we will come. No, please come. I thought that this fellow taken is doing something. And I said, just go and wait. We will come in the morning. Sir. No, could you please come? My mother want to see. Please come. So I have some other rooms. My friends are sleeping. And I told them, please sit there in the lounge. I woke them up. We all went by van to see her. She was sitting on the chair, the lady. She greeted me. All the people, the relatives, before I went over there, they never looked at my face. They never stood up. Now everybody stood up and they're respecting. Please come. I said, what happened? She said this testimony. After you prayed, that night, this night, something was stirring in my stomach. Something is moving here. And I asked my daughter, take me to the toilet. I had a big motion. All the blood passed and everything has gone through that. I was not able to breathe properly. Now I am breathing. Twice I went like that. Now my stomach went inside. Now I ate something. Do you know? Doctor said, I would die 1 o'clock, but still I am alive. Hallelujah. And I prayed for her. Still I have some little doubt. 3 months later, I called to the pastor. Pastor, did you see her? Did she still alive or not? Yes, sir, she's doing good. She's coming to our church. Hallelujah. Friends, our God is God of yesterday, today and forever. The whole priest family came to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is too difficult to our God. When enemy is attacking my wife, I remembered God's goodness. Hallelujah. In the life of Job always been remembering his goodness, his mercy upon his life. He never looked back. He always looked to Jesus. That's why my topic is seek the face of God. In the time of problem, struggling, tragedy, don't go anybody. God is there for you. Friends, that's why here, see, you know, he always there for you. Number three is God of protection. Job chapter 5 verse 20, when we read in the same chapter, in famine he will ransom you from the death, and he in battle from the stroke of the sword. Dear friends, you know, see, he is the God of protection in our lives. Is God always watch over our lives? You know, every time in the ministry, wherever we go, whatever we do, Bible says in Psalms 121:3-2, he will not suffer your foot to be removed. He will always keep you. No, I read this scripture before. God always. Sometimes, dear friends, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes, because the Lord disciplines those who loves. Our God, he always God of loving. John 3:16. God so loved. God loves you and me very much. You know, one day we were in the big crusade. We are reaching like anything else. One side enemy is trying to stop the doors. God is opening the doors. We had a big crusade. Huge crusade. In that crusade, we faced a lot of challenges. Before we advertised, we stick the wall posters. The next day morning, somebody removed that. When we Second time when we go to the village and when we put the wall posters, our team, they stick the wall posters on the walls about the publicity. Somebody, they take it. We came to know that there is a stronghold in that area. That's the place where witchcraft, for horoscope, those people are getting a lot of money by telling all kind of nasty things to the people in India. You know, first day the crusade, we sent the jeeps, vans into the villages. We made the publicity by speakers. 3,000 people came in the first day, that area. That's a new region. Second day, 5,000 people came. Third day, 8,000 people came. You know how many people came to Lord Jesus Christ? More than 2,000 people gave their life to Jesus. At that time, one Hindu fellow, he sent two people to stab me and my brother. We were they targeted me and my brother. I don't know that. After the meeting was over, we will pray for everybody. We have a fantastic team on the stage. We have a very good force because my wife's sister was a superintendent of police. She has sent some of the police people to the meeting. We have got favor of God. We don't fear about anything else because God is more than these people. You know when we are. There is a van is waiting for us now. Just I am praying for everybody. There are hundreds of people lined up. I am touching everybody, touching before I am going to van. Everybody were lined up. You know, friends, when I touched somebody, there's a big man, he was tall. I touched him. Accidentally, I touched that man. Lord, bless this man. Touch this man. That fellow, he jumped 6 feet high. And he was screaming, like that. There's a big knife was falling that side. Our team just caught him. What happened? No. One guy is gone already. One guy escaped. This guy, they caught it. What happened? I came to kill that man, stab that man. What happened to you? When he touched, something electric shock hit my face. I was not able to stand. He was screaming, no, I will go. We hold that. We hand out to that man to the police. You know, dear friends, God, His presence, His Shekinah glory, is a God of protection. The God, one who protect my son, my wife, He protected my life. He also protected you. God is God. Job's life, nobody protected him. His wife, his friends, everybody has gone. Nobody stood with him. You know who stood? God. Because Job continually seeking the face of God. We are here to protect. Number four, I'm going to close it quickly. Number the fourth point, Job chapter 5:11. When you see, the lowly he sets on high places, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. Hallelujah. Promotion. Promotion. God is promoted. Promotion does not come from east and west. It comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Friends, God has really taken our ministry to level to another level. We are now recognized by our state government. People had known now. You know, whoever comes in the politicians, you know, they come to my house. They are asking my prayer. Even whoever the mayor, they come to my home. They'll ask my prayer. Now God has made us as the president of Pastors Association. I am the in charge of 225 pastors in our town. Hallelujah. Every time enemy is trying to control our lives, God always lift you up. Hallelujah. He's a promotion. God is God of promoted. Our life, our ministry, your life, even though if you are suffering for the lack of job or anything, peace, God is the God of promotion. He lifts you, keep you in high places because God knew your heart. God will see the inner beauty of the person. People may see outer appearance, but God will see the inner beauty of the person. There is another story to share, but I don't have a time. Dear friends, the last one is Job chapter 5, 26. When you read Job chapter 5, 26, God prolonged our lives. He gave the victory. When you see, you will come to the grave in full vigor, like a sheaves, gathered in seasons, prolong our lives. That's why David was talking, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. If you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your life. Hallelujah. Whatever the problem, dear friends, we need to, we should not stop to read the Bible. We should not stop to praising God. When you read the Bible will read our lives. When you carry a Bible, the Bible will carry until you die. The Bible will carry your life. To God, always remembering our sacrifices. What kind of sacrifices? See, when you see the Psalms chapter 23, he talks about, David talks about, God will remember your sacrifices. He remember your burnt offering. Accept your burnt offering. May he grant to you according to your heart desire. We will shout for joy when we are victorious. We will lift up our banner in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Dear friends, what kind of sacrifice you made to God to remember your life? In the time of problem, are you fasted and prayed for your children? As your problem, for your husband, for your wife? We need to do that. When you do that, God will remember and he will grant you. Friend, you know, we have started a church. I'm going to close it. I started a church 19 months back in my home. We have 350 churches being pioneered in different villages. I'm sorry for 5 minutes grace. I know that 12 o'clock tea has to close. Before we started, I was preaching on big crusade. There's 5,000 people. They invited me. That's not my our crusade. Somebody has invited me as a preacher. I preached and I was coming back to my home. I saw there was a lady hold the Bible and she was going. At the time, we did not even start a church in my home. And I saw my headlights, car headlights. She was going by alone, midnight, 11 o'clock. I asked our driver, can we give the lift this lady? We have a room in our car. We stopped the car. And there's a guy went, I sent a pastor, please go on. He's something beard, he looks scary. He went, Ma, come. We give you a lift. She said, no, go. She was scared. She was scared that we were like a kidnappers. She thought that we were. And I told to my wife, no. Down the window, and you please call. You are a lady. My wife called, Auntie, I am here. I am also coming back from the meeting. Would you please come? I will drop you there. So she came. The first word she said when she was sitting on my car, and she said, I'm not a Christian. I said, why you are holding Bible? I borrowed the Bible from my neighbor, friend. Why you went to the meeting? If you are not a Christian, what did you do there? She said, I went to the meeting to see Lalita Kumari, my mother. She wanted to see my mother. That's why she went to the meeting. My mother died many years back. She did not know that. And said, did you see her mother? That guy asked. I said, no, I didn't see. Who seen you? Whom you saw? His son was preaching and he was brought up from the orphanage. Her mother kept us. They are doing wonderful. What happened to her mother? I said, she died. Wow, I don't know. I met her many years back. She came to my village with the water well. And I was spoken. That's why I came to see her mother and children. Did you see his son? Yes, I saw him. Did you talk to him? Clear? No. There's a very far. I saw him on the display, screen. She did not know I was in the car. Did you want to see his son? He said, yes. Where is he? He's sitting. You are a Bishop Sudhir Kumar? She put her hand and he just pressed my cheeks and said, kiss me. Village came and I took her and passed her to drop her at her house. This small river, creek, I just crossed over her and said, Ma, how Jesus loves you. How he's so kind to you. He stopped the car and he dropped you. Midnight, it's dangerous. Just believe Jesus. Receive Jesus. I don't know where Jesus is. I can see Jesus is in you. People are loving people, Christians. I know. I'm glad that I saw you. Just gone. After 3 months later, I started my church in my home. The following year, she came to my home. She was in my church. I did not know how she inquired it, but she has some friends. She was in my church. On the day I was preaching in my church, and finally I was stood up and I was sharing, please pray for our my church site. If God may bless us, we will have a nice church building in this area. Friends, you know so many people now. We have 80 people in our church. Some people are standing outside. Even some people, they didn't come because this is the church. Could you please pray? This is a desperate need. We need to ask God for the church side. You know, friends, what happened? She stood up her hand like this. She lifted up her hand. I said, only 1 minute I give you. I don't know who she was. I did not recognize. I wanted her. She stood up and she was talking the incident the way I was stopped car and I helped her. Wow, you are here. Because I've been watching so many people. And she said one word. I know you are seeking the land for your church. I don't know this street, your street, or the next street. My father's, forefathers, the inheritance, property. It came to my father. My father gave to me and my sister. I brought it from my sister. I don't know this street or next street. I wanted to give that land to your church. You know, dear friend? But he said, if you can pay the little money, what I spent for the registration and stuff, and I gave little to my sister. I inquired that land. Do you know how much that land cost? 100,000 pounds. I invited her to my house. She came. And good relation, we led her to Christ. She registered that land. She gave her life to Jesus. 3 months later, when she was coming out from her toilet, her ankles were slippery and she was fallen. Her head was banged to the wall and died. And I went to that funeral. They called me and I saw, Lord, you use this lady like instrument. As an angel, she gave a major decision, major sacrifice, valuable. I was preaching in that funeral. Dear friend, I asked her son and daughter, did you know your mom gave that land to our ministry for the church? Did you know that? They said, my mother never tells what she's done. But I thank God. She gave a land to you. You are the right people. Hallelujah. Friends, I did not expect any returns. On the way, I sowed the seed with the love. I just helped her. I just humanitarian grounds. I just stopped my car. Even though she was scared, I forced my wife, could you please, you call. Just we dropped. We took her, we dropped her. You know, the little mustard seed of love could able to reap a great harvest. Sacrifice always leads to the harvest. In Job, he never looked back. He always looked to Jesus. Look to Jesus is greater than problem. You can do great thing. You shout for victory. Thank you very much for this time. God bless you.
Let's pray, shall we? That's fantastic, Sadir. We love him and appreciate him. And So good. We just received the word that Sadir has shared this morning, Father God, at looking to you. And just as Job went through so much, he continued to look towards you. We just take that word that Sadir has shared and may it reach out into our hearts and minds and circumstance here right now. For some of us, we're going to go away maybe and listen to that again in the course of the week, because so much has been said that's so true and so inspiring and so encouraging. For that, we thank you. Also, this week, Lord, we just pray about that sowing a seed of love. We just pray that each one of us may sow a seed of love, not realizing what that can do in another person's heart or life or circumstance, and how it can even affect my own circumstance and situation. Amazing, amazing, amazing God that you are. We thank you, we bless you. Look forward to Sadir sharing this evening. May your church and people be encouraged all the more and stronger to follow you. And we give our hearts and lives to you more today than we've ever done before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.